Hey, Alexa, who are we listening to today on the Podcast Rodeo Show?
In the News Podcast at inthenewspodcast.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we pick a random podcast, unless somebody goes out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicks on the fiber button, which is what Doug did today. And we're going to check out a show called In the News. And one thing I do want to remind you is this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And when you find this in iTunes, it's actually, the full name is In the News Podcast with Doug Salamone, and it's S-A-L-A-M-O-N-E. It says, news analyst focusing on the philosophy of today's headlines, current events, technologies, health, and societal issues. Now, when I go to their website, which is inthenewspodcast.com, at the top of it, it says, news you may have missed or really didn't give a crap about, but want to hear anyways. And I find that confusing because if I don't really give a crap about it, I'm probably not going to want to hear it. So I found that a little confusing. And we're going to listen to an episode called We Must Leave Earth. And it goes a little something like this. Yeah. And talking starts now.
Hello and welcome to In the News. I'm Doug Salamone. Let's get ready to review the news and see what is out there, what's crazy, what's new, what's out of this world. Let's hit it.
Mine. Anytime now.
This just in. Warning. Stephen Hawking says, we must leave Earth. We have to leave Earth. Pack your bags. We got to go. We can't stay on Earth anymore. According to Stephen Hawking, we got to go. It's just getting too dangerous to just be on Earth. Well, let's find out why. And this is according to the Telegraph. Humans will need to colonize another planet within 100 years to ensure our survival, according to Professor Stephen Hawking. Hawking. Is he Hawking or is it Hawking? I'm going to say it's Stephen Hawking because there's a G in the end. The astrophysicist has made a new documentary, Expedition New Earth, as part of the BBC's new science season, Tomorrow's World. In it, he will claim that time is running out for Earth, and if humanity is to survive climate change, asteroid strikes, epidemics, and overpopulation, we will need to leave our planet and venture further afield. Okay, all right, let's just break this down.
Because I don't give a crap about this at this point.
How big is this spaceship going to be? That's all I want to know. Because to get everybody on Earth in one spaceship to leave Earth, it's got to be a big spaceship. So that's the first problem. Let's just figure that out. Okay, or maybe is it... Oh, well, they did. It does say overpopulation. So how does taking everybody from Earth and go to another planet, right? We're going to overpopulate the new planet. The new planet we spent so much time climatizing and getting just right, getting perfect. It's like, you know, it's like a wedding, planning a wedding. You call up a wedding planner. Well, you need to call up an Earth planner. Hello. Hi. Are you an Earth planner? Yes. Hi. We're planning to leave Earth and we need a new Earth. So can you plan that? Can you help us plan? We need to pick the colors, you know, certain flowers that we want to grow on the planet. We don't want any poison ivy. So let's just no poison ivy on the new planet. So what are we supposed to do?
So this is kind of like Seinfeld reads stupid stories from the news. It's like, what kind of spaceship are we going to need? What's the deal? No poison ivy. Don't take it. I don't want it. So I kind of get the concept. I get the concept now of stories I don't give a crap about, because I don't really give a crap about Stephen Hawking, Super Hawk, whatever his name is. I like the fact that you got pretty much right to the point. Don't know that I needed the extra transition music, but okay. And you know, here's the thing. This is one of those shows you're either going to like or not like. I know that's like stupid. That's like when people... in sports go, well, somebody's going to go home a winner and somebody's going to go home a loser. Really? Thank you. What brilliant analysis. But some people aren't going to like the high energy, hey, what's going on kind of delivery. What's wrong with these people? Why are they screaming? I don't know. So some people aren't going to like that. And in the end, if this is a crap story, you've got to come up with something entertaining to say about them. Otherwise, you've still got a crap story. So it's an interesting concept. Again, you can check this out in the newspodcast.com. And the full name, if you're looking for it in iTunes, In the News Podcast with Doug Salamone. And his artwork says, "All the news you missed that's out of this world." So, and he's got 106 reviews in iTunes. Well, good for you, buddy. Now, here, let's look at this. Here's my first impression going out the window. See, are they all on the same day? They're all between November 9th and November 14th. Interesting. Nope, some of them in the 15th. Okay, that's good. But there, here's a ton. Again, on December 5th, five reviews on November 6th and one on December 6th. What does that mean? Just remember, it's not reviews that really help the most. It's subscribers and downloads. So with that, if you would like a full review of your show, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where myself and my buddy Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach, go over your podcast head to foot. And it sounds a little something like this.
Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
And what it does is it slows down your website.
Yeah. And I was wondering why it was loading so slow. Yeah.
An iTunes link, a Stitcher link, and an Android logo. And it looks like they're supposed to go with those paragraphs, but they don't really go with them.
I threw it into a tool where I could look at your ID3 tags. And you don't have any.
Really like your logo. I think the sharp edges of the gear mixed with the soft fluid coming out of it was a really cool logo. Nice design there.
Like I say, there are a lot of things I liked about the show. We don't bring you in here to just bash you.
If your stated goal is to get people on the mailing list, make that your call to action and then make it valuable. Something, I wrote out a example, maybe something like, each week we send out a new idea to save the world. You want in? Visit minddrippings.link and let us know where to send the ideas. Ideas are currency, so let's share.
Everything that you guys said today is spot on. You're absolutely right. There are some little weaknesses I need to improve on, and I'm going to work on.
If you'd like to get reviewed, go to podcastreviewshow.com/review me.
There you go. If you want a full review, podcastreviewshow.com. That's going to do it for this edition of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, letting you know that in the next episode, we're going to be taking a peek at This Is the Conversation. Until then, I want to remind you to enjoy your ride.